If we step back and look, this is a really, really intense time. And we are shifting, we are adapting and changing in ways that will become evident over the next few years. As we begin to talk about COVID today, is rewind a little bit to a prayer that my friend Christine wrote right at the start of the pandemic. I remember her sharing this at least in March of 2020.
Praise be the nurses and doctors, every medical staff bent over flesh to offer care, for lives saved and lives lost, for showing up either way. Praise for the farmers tilling soil, planting seeds so food can grow, an act of hope if ever there was. Praise be the janitors and garbage collectors, the grocery store clerks and the truck drivers barreling through long, quiet nights. Give thanks for bus drivers, delivery persons, postal workers, and all those keeping an eye on water, gas, and electricity. Blessings on our leaders making hard choices for the common good, offering words of assurance. Celebrate the scientists working a way to understand the thing that plagues us, to find an antidote, and all the medicine makers. Praise be the journalists keeping us informed. Praise be the teachers, finding new ways to educate children from afar, and blessings on parents holding it together for them. Blessed are the elderly and those with weakened immune systems, all those who worry for their health. Praise for those who stay at home to protect them. Blessed are the domestic violence victims on lockdown with abusers, the homeless and refugees. Praise for the artists and poets, the singers and storytellers, all those who nourish with words and sound and color. Blessed are the ministers and therapists of every kind, bringing words of comfort. Blessed are the ones whose jobs are lost, who have no savings, who feel fear of the unknown nine. Blessed are those in grief, especially who mourn alone. Blessed are those who have passed into the great night. Praise for police and firefighters, paramedics, and all who work to keep us safe. Praise for all the workers and caregivers of every kind. Praise for the sound of notifications, messages from friends reaching across the distance. Give thanks for laughter and kindness. Praise be our four-footed companions with no forethought or anxiety, responding only in love. Praise for the seas and rivers, forests and stones who teach us to endure. Give thanks for your ancestors, for the wars and plagues they endured and survived. Their resilience is in your bones, your blood. Blessed is the water that flows over our hands and the soap that helps keep them clean. Each time a baptism. Praise every moment of stillness and silence so new voices can be heard. Praise the chance at slowness. Praise be the birds who continue to sing the sky awake each day. Praise for the primrose poking yellow petals from dark earth. Blessed is the air clearing overhead so one day we can breathe deeply again. And when this has passed, may we say that love spread more quickly than any virus ever could. May we say this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin.
This is the start of the Gospel of John, and it's traditionally translated like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But there's a translation that I was listening to. It was Dr. Alexander Shia. He was talking to Mirabai Star in a podcast. Yeah, he's Lebanese, Lebanese-American. And he says, the English translation is so horrible. Everybody is probably familiar with hearing, in the beginning is the word. We think of the word as some lawgiver. It could not be further from the essence of that first line. A better translation for us today of this first line is that in every beginning is the Holy One's breath. Or in every beginning, the Holy One is breathing. He goes on to say, this text is not about something that happened back then, but it's about the eternal now that is happening in us. That we are here in this moment because the Holy One is breathing us. And the Holy One is breathing every cell in the cosmos. There's one source. Therefore, we're already brother and sister, not only to each person, but to every tree, every ounce of water, every cell in the cosmos. And I think COVID has really brought that truth of we are all one, all life breathes together, or traditional Christian language, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We have experienced that in a very real way, that our actions matter and that we influence the whole and the whole influences us. We are not immune to it. We are not a separate human being divorced from everybody else, even though sometimes we think we are. Now, in this next video, I've got the same doctor, Dr. Alexander Shia, talking a little bit about this collective identity. Now, this is a pre-COVID video. So we're going to hear what he has to say about community and the church and then tie that into COVID. And hopefully, fingers crossed, the video will work. Let's see.
What's the role of the church?
Church to me, I define as community. And community is salvation. We are made to be interdependent. We are made for relationship. We are made for the seamless tapestry of love and compassion and reconciliation and walking with each other. And what I hope for community, whether it's church with a large C, church with a small C, is a group of people who are dedicated to living both authentically, but also in harmony, which means, yes, I want to be my authentic self, but I also want to learn how to place my authenticity in the service and in the tapestry and the oneness of the communion, of the community. And that's it's a developmental task that we are just coming to in this century. Because it's only been perhaps in the last 100 years that this idea of a personal authenticity has come to us. And the desire for authenticity is so strong that it is overwhelming how to place authenticity in terms of true community and true communion. That's the next step. And spiritual traditions, all spiritual traditions today, have got an enormous new work to give us the practices of how we do this. Wherever that effort is, and wherever spirit is called on to help us in that effort, is what I name as church.
What does church do? What does church grow?
What does church grow? To me, church grows the path of authenticity and true transformation. That church is here to teach us how to walk this one journey that we are all on and how to walk it shoulder to shoulder with each other.
Now, that's a pre-COVID video, but what he's saying about our collective identity is what I want to tap into today. And the thing is, we haven't been walking shoulder to shoulder. We've been isolated. And doing this work of transformation and survival on our own. And we're just emerging now to be able to come back to walking shoulder to shoulder. Next month, as I said, we're going to be in the church together, but in a different way. Your pastor's not going to be in there with you. There's new members of our community. Like, just, we've got the Bay Area, Vermont, Vancouver Island. We've got all sorts of places that are part. We're doing this differently. We've learned a lot, and we've made a lot of adaptations during COVID, and they've become normal, but they're not normal. And some of the changes, I think, have been really good for us. For example, please don't hug me. I had to say that to many, many people when I was leaving, because I left Washington State during the pandemic, and people were really, really hurt. But 200 people wanted to hug me in the space of 2 days. I had to overcome my desire to please and social pleasantries in order to keep those closest to me safe and myself. Or here's another example of where that honesty is being required of us. Insert your family member's name. I have one. I'm sure you do. I don't agree with you. And what you're saying sounds like a conspiracy theory about this vaccine. You can believe what you want, but I am not going to follow through in your actions. And when we meet as a family, there's going to be consequences. They are the conversations that before you would just not have. But right now, we're being forced to have these, to face the divisions within us. We are being forced to face them. Another change might be that you are somebody who prays a lot more, spends more time doing religious things. I was reading last night that a lot of internet searches on Bible passages went through the roof in 2020. And meanwhile, in the background, fires of injustice have been highlighted. And perhaps in this time of tension, you have been fueled in your activism, or at least appalled or made angry, motivated to do what you can to unpack colonization and sexism and racism as best you can, even if that doesn't feel like a lot. But in COVID, our choices matter. We are shown that our choices matter. In the video of Christine, I loved that she mentions the dogs, right? And there's a picture of a dog. This has been such a time for dogs. They love it. We're all home. My dog is as happy as she's ever been. But also, she brings her full self to the day, no matter how hard it is. My dog's at rescue, has a lot of anxiety, and can still bring her full self. You know, happiness isn't an end result that we get to once all our problems go away. It's part of how we are doing the problems. So a few things that jumped out as I was thinking about these questions. One is a quote by Alan Watts: stop measuring your days by degree of productivity and start experiencing them by degree of presence. And this one by Martin Shaw, this quote: become a prayer maker. Become a prayer maker. Why? Because what you face in your life is bigger than you can handle. It is. So go to a place with shadows and privacy and just start talking. There's some ancient friend that wants to hear from you. All right. Now, we're talking about COVID as if it's over, which it's not. It's clearly not. And this time of unrest in our society is clearly not over. And one of the things that's happened is different voices are being heard. And one of the voices I'd like to hold up just now is that of mental health, right? There's a video I'm going to share with you. It's a song by the Bensons. And they were asked to write a song by Spring Health. Spring Health is an organization working to make mental health care easy, inclusive, and humane. And they realized that this time is an impossible time. So they asked the Bensons to write a song. And Abigail, in particular, has so much wisdom around mental illness. And this is a song responding that I think speaks really clearly of 2021 and this impossible task that we wake to and bring ourselves to every day. Hopefully it will play.
Hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. The part of you that is not all right, yeah, is also the part that loves the light.
Comes from the place where
the part of you that is suffering is the part that calls in change. And you don't have to feel ashamed. There is nothing to forgive. The part of you that is crying out is the part that wants to live. Yeah.
Hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes.
When your world is burning down, well, getting hot is a sane reaction, but one in need of action, because your spirit needs protection. So gather up your sinew and gather up your affection. Hey. Hope is not a feeling. Hope is an action. Hey.
I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope.
Fall down on my knees.
That's not living.
I'm gonna say, will you help me, please?
That's not living.
I'm gonna say I'm not alright.
That's not living.
I'm just trying to make it through this night. Yeah.
That's not living.
I'm gonna fall down on my knees. Yeah. Oh, will we say, help me, please?
I'm going to link to this in the chat so you can find that video on YouTube. It's called Hope Comes. In it, Abigail sings, "The part of you that is not all right is also the part that loves the light. The part of you that is suffering is the part of you that calls in change." And in the Judeo-Christian tradition, we are taught that God is with those who suffer. God is in the suffering. There's a complexity here that is enormous. But I just want to say that there is a movement, a shift in us through all that is wrong that is very important. In an interview, the Dalai Lama was asked if he had hope for the future. And he laughed and he said, "Of course I have hope. The future has not yet been decided. The choice is in our hands. And we've learned in COVID that our hands make a difference, for good or for bad. But within our hands is the force of life that birthed this universe, and the substance of the cosmos is in our bones. And as we use our hands to respond to this world, the vitality and loving support of our ancestors moves with us. We are not alone in this human-made, God-sized problem. We are not alone. And as we reach out to respond to the world, maybe a world on fire, God moves in and through us. One life within every life means our choices matter. And we are waking up to that. Rumi urges us, do not go back to sleep. Nothing about us is separate in the pandemic. That's become abundantly clear. So let's act with integrity, compassion, and create small, meaningful change in our sphere of influence in the life around us, regardless of the outcome. This is not about getting it right. The stakes are too high. It's about responding with love and not fear, and bringing ourselves to situations that are far more complex and bigger than we are. And we're working it out one day at a time. Hey, I've got a prayer for us to close here. O Lord, Creator, Ruler of the world, we thank you that you have brought us through. How strong the pain was, but you were stronger. How deep the fall was, but you were even deeper. How dark the night was, but you were the noonday sun in it. You are our father, our mother, our brother, our sister, our friend. Amen.